This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces continued to bombard Ukrainian cities Friday, launching at least four missile strikes on the second-largest city, Kharkiv. Reporting from Kiev, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program Friday she spoke with a Kharkiv resident who survived this and other missile attacks on his city.
Today, it was a very bad day for Kharkiv and for Zaporizhia. In terms of Kharkiv, there were at least four hits by the rocket. This is what we have confirmed by the representative of the local government in Kharkiv. So we know that one of the hits caused a big explosion and fire. I had an opportunity to talk to the resident of Kharkiv who is living in Shevchenkivsky district. And this district is one of the most shelled districts in general, and he told me that one of the hits was very close to his building, and the building was shaking, and everything was shaking around. And when this missiles hit, air raid sirens started, so it was all happening at the same time, so they didn't really have time to go and find shelter. He said that a lot of residential buildings are either destroyed or very badly damaged.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday there was no need for massive new strikes on Ukraine and that Russia was not looking to destroy the country. The Russian leader maintained he had no regrets about the war in Ukraine and the recent mobilization of 222,000 Russian reservists to fight in the conflict. At a news conference Friday in Kazakhstan, Putin said 16,000 of the new recruits have already been deployed in units involved in fulfilling combat tasks. This is VOA News. Britain Friday has a new treasury chief, the fourth in a year. Associated Press AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Battled Prime Minister Liz Truss has installed a new lawmaker to run the economy as she struggles to calm markets and hang on to her job following the release of a controversial economic plan. Truss has appointed former Cabinet Minister Jeremy Hunt to the post, replacing Kwasi Kwarteng 3 weeks after Kwarteng announced a tax-cutting mini-budget, the cent pound plunging to record lows against the dollar. Immediate market reaction, however, has been muted. Investors already baked in the notion that the government would back down on some of its key proposals. Charles Deledesma, London.
UN's World Food Programme said Friday, Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe as it struggles with malnutrition, gang violence, inflation, and a cholera outbreak. At a news briefing Friday, the WFP's Haiti country director Jean-Martin Bauer said, told reporters the nation is near the breaking point. Bauer said Haitian gangs for a month have prevented the distribution of diesel fuel and gasoline, crippling businesses and hospitals and creating shortages of basic goods, including water, just as the country is struggling with new cholera outbreak. The UN, another UN official added that 100,000 children in Haiti under the age of five were suffering from severe malnourishment, adding that they are especially vulnerable to the cholera outbreak. Authorities in the U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina say a 15-year-old boy who shot and killed five people in the state capital, Raleigh, Thursday, is in the hospital in critical condition. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
There's a lot they still don't know, say authorities. They haven't said how the boy was injured, and they haven't yet figured out why he did this, they say. Governor Roy Cooper.
Today we're sad, we're angry, and we want to know the answers to all the questions. Those questions will be answered, some today and more over time.
He says one thing is clear.
No neighborhood, no parent, no child, no grandparent. No one should feel this fear in their communities. No one.
The mass shooting in Raleigh is the 25th mass killing in this country this year. I'm Rita Foley.
The Nigerian government said Friday widespread flooding there has killed more than 500 people, left around 90,000 homes underwater, and blocked food and fuel supplies. The Ministries for Humanitarian Affairs and for Disaster Management said the floods have hit 27 of Nigeria's 36 states and impacted about 1.4 million people. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.